actually Wales, and I've been a Wikipedian for a little while now. So this was, I don't have a lot actually to add to what others have said, but I'll just sort of give my own perspective. This issue of money, I think, is one of the most difficult and dangerous for our movement. We're all accustomed to working on the wiki, where, you know, at the end of the day, it's just a website in a certain sense. So you don't agree with what happens, so you just turn off your computer. But when we're talking about money, one of the issues that comes about is people. It ends up being about people's jobs. It ends up about being about people who have incentives to come into our movement, not because they love our work, but because there's a big pot of money there, and we always want to guard against that kind of thing. We always want to think about these issues, and they're very, very complicated. We are global, so we have people who are doing amazing work in very wealthy countries like Germany, and we have people who are doing work in many, many places all around the world, which are quite not wealthy countries. And that's only going to increase in the future. Our first chapters were in Europe, US, and so forth. Now, increasingly, we're getting chapters in all kinds of places all around the world. These chapters are going to need funding, and we need to think about how do we equitably share the wealth of the entire movement. And unfortunately, that means it's going to be some emotional decisions that have to be made that are going to be very, very difficult about which chapter is doing good work and how do we give them more money. What if a chapter is not doing great work? And we just think, you know, as a movement, actually, you know, you guys had too many parties and didn't actually get anything done. So it's going to be tough over the years, and it's always going to be an issue, and it's unfortunate. There will never be a perfect answer where everybody says, wow, we never even think about the money because it's allocated perfectly. There will always be battles over the money and thinking about it. Well, what we have to do is put into place structures and also a culture around the issue that says, look, we've got these structures in place. We think they're reasonable structures. They don't always come to the right answer, but at the end of the day, they're well-meaning and they do a pretty good job. And culturally, as a group, we support that. We support that we're going to make these decisions in good faith. We always remember that there's always next year. There's always a way to change things in the future. Right now, we're putting this moratorium on new chapters doing payment processing. And then at some point, we'll, you know, when 2015, whatever the date we picked, late 2015 comes around, we'll examine, you know, in the full light of the evidence and say, what for the next 5 years, what should the plan be around that issue? For me, I'm going to stop here. I could go on for a long time. But for payment processing in particular, so I've been talking more broad philosophical. For me, I wanted to centralize payment processing. And for me, one of the reasons for that is that I felt and argued quite strongly over the past months that really payment processing is a technical question. It shouldn't be a question about who controls the money. It shouldn't be a question about are chapters considered mature enough or independent enough. It's really a technical question. There's some infrastructure, there's, you know, bank accounts, there's all kinds of questions about tax deductibility, donor relations, European data laws, all these kinds of things are really not about the issue of power and control that gets so emotional. They're just really like, okay, what's the best way of doing it? What's the most efficient way to make sure that we aren't duplicating infrastructure needlessly. It pains me to think about chapters who invest or need to invest a huge amount of resources into building up infrastructure that could just be like that. The foundation has it all in place. And what cost? Maybe a little cost of tax deductibility, which we don't know the evidence for. But it's complicated. And it's what I want us to think about is that issue is not really the deep, big, hard questions. Payment processing is one technical detail. The deep, big, hard questions have to do with how much money do chapters get? What are they doing with the money? How do we, as a movement, make decisions about metrics and standards for chapters to say, are chapters doing a good job or not? How do we decide that without people ending up in tears? It's really, really hard. That's much more important than the technical detail of payment processing. So at least we've got one, you know, it took us months of debate and discussion to get that one piece to an answer on that one piece, which I think is actually, in a way, unfortunately, the easiest piece. So now we've got the hard work to do.